I crouched at the edge of fallen tree gathering place, a freshly caught rabbit warm and limp in my jaws, my haunches trembling. The Swift River wolves were preparing for a morning hunt, touching noses and speaking quietly to one another. Dawn light filtered through the branches of two tall oaks that stood guard at the clearing's edge, dappling the fallen spruce that divided my pack's largest gathering place. No, not my pack. I was no longer a Swift River wolf, and Fallen Tree was no longer my home. It was the place where I had learned what it was to be wolf, to run the hunt and howl the song of the pack, but I no longer knew if I was welcome there. I had chosen my task over my family, and my former packmates were as likely to chase me away as they were to greet me. I was tempted to turn tail and run, but in the last hours, I'd seen a packmate murdered, survived a fight with a human who had sliced open my haunch, and climbed painfully out of a pit I'd thought inescapable. I wouldn't turn coward now and forsake the wolves who'd raised me. I had just one chance to get them to listen to me, and if I could not, they would die. A soft grunt drew my attention to a patch of moss just outside the gathering place and to the human girl asleep upon it. Tali, whom I loved as much as I would my own pup. Her legs were drawn up to her chin, and she shivered under the preyskin clothing the humans wore to keep warm. When I was 4 moons old, I had pulled her from the hungry waters of the Swift River, saving her life and breaking one of the most sacred rules of wolfkind. Our legends and the unforgiving great wolves who ruled over us forbade the wolves of the Wide Valley from having any contact with the humans, and I should have left Tali to die. I could not do so, for the moment I first looked into her dark eyes and smelled her smoky scent, I knew I could never leave her. A dark gray wolf sat guard next to the girl, his ears pricked and his silvery eyes alert. Azawin was my best friend and the smartest wolf I knew. He was also the wolf I trusted most in the world. Tali would be as safe with him as with me. The girl stirred, and her long, dark head fur fell away from her face, revealing the jagged cut on her forehead. At the sight of the wound, a sudden, fierce anger rose up in me. Tali was mine to protect, but I hadn't been able to stop the human male Davrion from hurting her when he injured me. He had wanted Tali for his mate, and when she'd refused him, he'd gone crazy. He'd killed my packmate, Treveg, and Tali's grandmother, and wounded me. I stifled my growl. I would get Tali to safety, but I couldn't let my birth pack die to do so. Lowering my ears and tail, as I would to greet wolves I didn't know, I turned back to the gathering place and walked slowly across the mossy ground. I set the rabbit down and waffled to announce my presence. Min, a thin, weasel-faced wolf, saw me first. He was a year older than I and had never liked me, which didn't bother me much. I never liked him either. Werna, Swift River's warrior second wolf, saw me next. Ruko and Rissa, the pack's leader wolves, followed her gaze. Ruko frowned, but Rissa opened her mouth in a wide grin. Her scent of spruce and oak brought with it memories of my first hunt, of running through the territories with my pack, and of warm milk and a safe den. Kala, she said, eyeing the rabbit. You don't have to bring gifts to Swift River. You're always welcome here. She lowered her white furred head in greeting. Have you decided to stay with us after all? The hope I heard in her voice made my throat tighten. She wanted me to stay with the pack. I could not do so. I came to tell you something, I said.
We already know about Treveg, Ruko growled, and the old woman.
Something else, I said. I wanted to meet Rissa's gaze to let her know how important my message was, but a wolf not yet a year old couldn't just stare into the eyes of her leader wolf. I looked over her left shoulder instead. You have to come with me outside the valley. Because outside the valley was where we needed to be, and quickly. When I defied my pack and the great wolves to be with Tali, I discovered that our legends were lies and learned the true promise of the Wide Valley wolves. We were to be guardians of the humans and to watch over them for all time. For, left on their own, the humans thought of themselves as different from all other creatures and would destroy the very force they depended upon to survive. It was up to us to prevent this. In the time before time, a wolf named Indru had promised the ancients that we would convince the humans to accept us into their packs and thus embrace the world around them. The great wolves had lied because they wanted to keep power over the humans for themselves. When I discovered their deception, responsibility for the promise fell to me. I had failed, and if I could not succeed soon, the great wolves would kill me and all those I loved, if the humans didn't do so first.